I remember one time we was running at a place called Hancock County High School, and it was getting late at night, it was getting dark, and they didn't have no lights over the track. So everybody parked their cars and their buses up, and everybody had parked their cars
around
the track, and the buses and turn their lights on. But it was still hard to see. And we was running a relay, the 4x4. I was running a quarter. I was running one lap.
What year were you?
I was a senior. And as I was coming down the 300-meter mark on the backstretch, out of the corner of my eye, I seen somebody with their arm throw a rock, and he hit me in the head. I was like, what the hell? You know, but I finished the race, and I looked over, and I got a glance at what kind of shirt the guy had on. So I hurried up and finished the race, and when I crossed the finish line.
Did you win?
Yeah. And when I crossed the finish line, I threw the baton down, and I took off across the field after the guy. And my dad and all the coaches took off running, like, what is going on, you know? Well, I grabbed the guy and had him down. Everybody was like, man, what? I said, threw a rock at me, man. And they were like, oh, Casey, quite, stop, stop. There's reporters, people going right back, you know.
Yeah, that's
crazy here, dog. I was like, nah, man, threw a rock at me, dog. Stupid. And that's one story that was kind of dramatic.
That's crazy, man. Why, and was it a black dude or what?
It was a white guy. Somebody didn't even.
And why would he be doing
that? Up.
Like, what did you, was it like some racially motivated, some
I felt like at the time he was just some hater, some kid thought, you know, I'll show him, you know, I'll throw a rock at us. But I don't think he ever thought that I'd come right after him. I could have stopped the race and went after him, but I mean, I was in the middle of an event, you know.
And it wasn't just you.
Yeah. It hurt like hell.